Here we are, unwrinkling the 2005 Nickelsdorf confrontation for the second week in a row. For those of you that have been catching up through the archives, last week's show ended and I announced with proper and due relish the Italian Trio Zoo, but you didn't get a chance to hear too much of them through the archives, so we're just going to start back up where we left off last week, which happens to be with the last official set of the evening, even though as we've been making our way through the roster of the festival, we're actually only done with Saturday afternoon. So let's get back into it, and live in Helsinki, Solar Anus Zoo, 2002.
Thank you.
sometimes you just got to play the hits. So we went with Zand 1 from Corkestra. Wonderful to have all 9 of those folks on stage. Actually, you know what? Only 8, because Andy Moore wasn't there.
Yep, but he was replaced.
Who was he replaced by?
You. You were in the audience.
Thanks, Petra. Good to have you back. Unwrinkled ear. So, Saturday. It's actually dark by the time Corkestra ends, even though it was nice and bright out. Oh, my God. I totally fucked up. I went right into Corkestra and forgot the goddamn Sten Sandell trio, which is only fitting because I forgot to bring the disc last week.
Which is only fitting because...
Jesus. I thought I was going to have to get into the smaller brethren, but... Hello, we can play the Sten Sandell trio.
Tall, Small, and Crawl. It's the name of this show.
Paul Nilsson Love on drums, Johan Bertling on double bass, and Sten Sandell on piano. We're going to hear a track from their 1999-2000 recorded, but 2001 released sofa disc. And I think we're just... Should we go straight for Mural? Let me cue this. Nah, let's just go straight for the opening track. What do you think? Yeah. Mural. Put this on your wall and look at it. Think about early evening, twilight twinkling in, 7 p.m. We'll be right back. I certainly recommend a regular dose of that.
He's still
so
in the
now
audience.
We're moving. What is that? I didn't hear you actually. I really didn't hear him. So now we're moving on into the thick of Saturday night's festivities. And they really were thick. This next set was a trio of John Butcher, Steve Beresford, John Butcher on saxes, Steve Beresford on toys and electronics, and Paul Lovins on drums and percussion. And genuinely, it made me feel country. It made me feel the country in my heart. And I thought this was my favorite set of the festival if I had to pick one. They're all, you know, different and wonderful in their own way. But, man, just shut that fucking shit up. You know, they don't have any recordings together. But just to get you in the mood, I'm going to play you some Steve Beresford with his piano and his orchestra doing the accompaniment to a Vic Reeves composition called Hey Mr. Songwriter. No. I know he thinks Cure's are for the weak, but no, really. This is from the Vic Reeves album Vic Reeves Will Cure You, Oh Mr. Songwriter, which also has contributions from Evan Parker, Walter Weirbost, Han Bennett, Hugh Burns doing the electric guitar, PJ Cole on the pedal steel guitar, a mysterious figure named Glandy on tuba, Dave Green on double bass. Oh, excuse me, it's Elvin, quote, Delvin Parker, little Harry Beckett on flugelhorn. Anyway, this is Reeves sexing up with Steve Beresford, his piano and orchestra, and then we'll get into some Paul Lobin, Steve, John Butcher things that we improvise out of some solo and duet records, because they actually don't have any recordings together either. Not yet. Someone show me which way to go. I need to
so that everyone in the world can sing along. Mr. Painter, do us a picture with your brush. Make it easy on the eyes so the children of the world can live in peace. So the farmer's job is easier done.
So we worked it out. We had to troll through some junky wires here, but we got the turntables on in order to throw the old Litton's Lovin's Fetch duo along with John Butcher's Fixations, which was that was the second bottle solo, actually from an Empty Bottle Festival in May of 2000, which really was an outstanding show. And we now have the pleasure of one of my accompanists at the festival ready to DJ for you.